Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Tainis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. From this point on, we're going to see what happens when it doesn't rain during the time that we expect it's going to start raining, and the tefillos the Chazal instituted that come along with the Tanesim during a time of the Tzidus Kshamim. That means when it doesn't rain. Sagt the Mishnah, Hegia Shiva Asa b'Machezvin. We get to 17 days in Chezvin. Remember what we said in the previous Mishnah, that there are three times it's supposed to start raining? We said there are two raining seasons. There's Yoira and there's Malkush. But in the first season, in Yoira, there are three Zmanim. The first time it's supposed to start raining is Gimel Cheshvin, the second time Zayin Cheshvin, and the third time we would expect it to rain would be Yud Zayin Cheshvin. That's according to Rabbi Meir. So Higia Shiva Asar B'mar Cheshvin, it's already 17 days. In Cheshvin, all three times passed, the Vilayar Dukshamin, and the rain didn't come, it's yet to rain. Zakt the Mishnah, Hischilu, Hayechidim, Mis'anin, Shalish, Taniyais. Yechidim refers literally to individuals, but it means Talmidei Chachamim. Chashav, Yidin, people that have the Achrayas of the Tzibur on them, they begin to fast a series of three Tanesim. Hischilu, they begin, Hayechidim, these individuals, Mis'anin, to fast. Shalosh Tainiyas, what is going to be a Seder of three fast days. And those three fast days are going to begin Monday, the next one is going to be Thursday, and the next one Monday. Why during this time period? Why Bedafka Monday, Thursday, Monday? Why not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Well, first of all, the Rambam explains they were not Masakin three straight days of Tanesim because that would be too difficult. Chazal not geizer gzeirais, if Roiv of the Tzibur would not be able to fulfill it. Okay, so why bedafka Monday, Thursday, Monday? Why not Ichveis Tuesday, Thursday, then Sunday? The answer is Chazal bedafka wanted the Tanesim to be on Monday and Thursday because that's considered an Eis Ratzai, a time that is mesugal, that is opportune for tshuva and tefillah, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the second Luchais. He went up on Thursday and came down on Monday. And that's when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Meichel Klal Yisrael on the Chet HaEgel, as Tosfos explains in Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, B'Shem the Medrash. Now we always start on Monday. It goes Monday, Thursday, Monday. Why don't we start on Thursday? We're going to learn later that that was not to cause a price increase for the food on Shabbos. During these first three Tanesim that the individuals fast, the halachas of the Tainis are not very strict. It's like a Tainis Yachid. And therefore, the Mishnah continues, Eichlin, they can eat, v'shoysen, and drink, meshech ha-sheicha, the night beforehand, when it gets dark, even though the night before is really the next day. But they're still allowed to eat and drink until the morning comes. The Matanura explains, all night, it's mutter for them to eat and drink until the Eleis ha-shachar, provided that they didn't go to sleep. But if they went to sleep for the night, they're not permitted to eat or drink unless they made a condition before they went to sleep that they weren't mekabel the tainus upon themselves yet. Some say it's only for eating that such a tanai is necessary. But if they wake up before amayt hashachar, even if they forgot to make this tanai or they didn't do it, they could still drink. Throughout the day, even the day of the tainus, umetarin b'malacha, they can do work. We're going to see during later Tanesim, this is not necessarily true. But in this first series of Tanesim that the Yechidim fast, it's mutter for them to work on the day of the Tainis, or Berechitza, and for them to wash themselves, even in warm water, even their entire guf. Ubesicha, they can smear themselves with oil, even though it's just for pleasure. Ubenilas a sandal, and they can put on shoes, even leather shoes. Ubetashmesh amita, these are different things that again, later on we'll see, will become usher if it still doesn't rain and we go on to more severe types of tanes. So once again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that if the 17th of Cheshvan comes and it still didn't rain, the Yechidim start to fast a series of three tanesim that begin on Monday, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. However, these tanesim have many leniencies. They can still eat and drink at night, and even during the day, it's mutter in many things, like malacha, rechitza, anointing themselves, smearing themselves, or wearing shoes.